Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
SoCal's Country Station 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The Executive Women's Leadership Convention takes place Monday, February 24th at the Riverside County Office of Education Conference Center, a vibrant platform for women in leadership dedicated to empowering them to embrace their narratives while balancing the complexities of identity, professional roles, personal dimensions, and community wholeness. Here to tell us more is RCOE's Dr. Emily DeVore, who's coordinating this conference. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Pepper. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Start by telling us about your background and how you came to work on this event.
Yeah, sure. So I am an administrator of the Leadership Center at the Riverside County Office of Education. So we have three primary goals in the Leadership Center. One is to build the capacity of our leaders. So important that we really want our leaders to grow and to really thrive so they're able to support student outcomes. We say in the Leadership Center, you can't grow your organization or school beyond your capacity to lead them. So we start there in building their capacity. We do that through a variety of professional development opportunities. We have online and in-person academies, from communication in a crisis on what do I say when something terribly wrong happens at school, to journey to leadership, where people that are looking at administrative opportunities can walk through a journey to get there themselves. Lots of different academies, depending on what it is that our leaders need. But we also offer newsletters or office hours for those who can't get off their campus and they just need it. Professional development in different ways. We also offer a leadership conference, and I'm excited to be here today to share with you about the Executive Women's Leadership Convention that is coming up in February. And so we'll share more about that. But lastly, our third goal at the Leadership Center is to amplify leadership stories. So I've been in education for close to 25 years. The number of stories I have are immense, right? So with all of these goals that we have in the Leadership Center, we recognize the facts of leadership roles and the importance of having women in those fields. So luckily, we have a great superintendent of schools, Dr. Edwin Gomez, who is passionate and supportive of women in leadership. And he wanted to provide a space for women to have a renewed energy and be inspired to lead them in whatever position they lead. So this endorsement led to the development of the whole story, a Women's Executive Leadership Convention at Riverside County Office of Education.
What's this event all about?
First of all, the event started just last year. In 2024, we had the whole story. This was about reflecting, evolving, and thriving as a sum of our parts as female leaders. The stats share that globally, women in senior leadership roles only take about 32% of leadership, right? So our goal was to amplify these stories of women and recognize how the women, again, are just a sum of their parts. They come to work carrying all of life with them, and they go back to their life continuing to carry the workload, right? Mm-hmm. So our goal was to give them a space to pause. They showed up as their whole self. They had opportunities to reflect on what it meant to be a female leader. So that was in 2024. We continued that work in this school year, 2024-2025, by having a whole story community of practice, a network of female leaders who meet four times a year to, again, support each other, amplify their stories, and just recognize how to integrate work and life. So we said we got to keep going with another convention. So we're having our next convention on February 24th called Weaving a Tapestry of Strength. So we recognize the power of all these individual women that came to the conference last year and are coming back again this year. And we want to celebrate what it looks like when we can be strengthened by our collective efforts, right? And so this convention is a one-day event. It's designed to support, empower, amplify, lift up women and leaders across all sectors. We have people in business, education, public service, and nonprofit. So together, we're going to grow, learn, network, and do a lot of wellness activities and visit some of our exhibitors that are going to support and amplify what it means to show up as your whole self, not only at work, but also in your home.
Who should attend this conference?
Everyone. Everyone should attend, Pepper. Pepper, you should be signed up too. We got to get
I'm
you
intrigued.
Registered. All right. So any woman in a leadership role or that is aspiring to step into a leadership role should absolutely attend. Whether you are an executive in business, you are a C-suite leader, you are a school site principal, a manager, a community leader, a student, this event is for you. So while this event is being brought or sponsored by the Riverside County Office of Education, it's open to all female leaders across industry. So last year, not only did we have educators, and this year we also have educators registered. We also have City of Riverside leaders registered, the Western Water Municipal Water District, health industries, and more. So we just want to connect professionals, share their experience, gain valuable insights from top-tiered speakers, vendors, and wellness providers across our city.
The Executive Women's Leadership Convention, which takes place Monday, February 24th at the RCOE Conference Center. Tell us about the keynote presenters.
Yeah, great. We have some terrific keynote speakers. Let's begin with Dr. Candace Singh. Dr. Singh is a renowned executive coach and a former superintendent. She's going to share her expertise on effective leadership and personal growth. She has a strong professional relationship and background with Stephen Covey. You may know Stephen Covey, who wrote The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, teenagers, teachers, all sorts of habits of effective people. And then we have Stephen M. R. Covey, who just wrote the most recent leadership book called Trust and Inspire. So Dr. Singh has a professional relationship with these individuals and is going to share her expertise on what it means to be an effective female leader. We also have Dr. Michelle Cejas. Michelle Cejas is a trauma-informed coach and a former nonprofit executive, and she's going to guide us on leading with authenticity and resilience. Who doesn't need that? Who needs support on how to bounce back? Michelle comes with a perspective of being a Latina leader and supporting her community. And then lastly, we have Molly Grisham. Molly is a YouTube sensation. She is an expert in team dynamics. She's going to help us understand how to build and sustain strong, effective teams. So she comes from an athletic coach background and expresses her leadership skills from working with youth and adults across the nation. So each of these keynotes bring a unique and powerful perspective, and the attendees are going to gain so much from their wisdom. However, there's more, right? In addition, we're hearing from female leaders in our own community. We have two dynamic high school students from the Herd Club, which is a female-led student group club at JW North High School. And that's Iris and Wynn, and they're amazing, and you're going to fall in love with them. We also have Paulette Brown-Hines, who is the publisher of Black Voice News here in Riverside, California. We have Jennifer Garcia, who is the Chief Deputy District Attorney for Riverside County. And we have Ricky Hubbard, who is the owner of T3 Fitness in the Brockton Arcade here in Riverside. So great speakers. Can't wait to hear from all of them.
What can attendees expect throughout the day?
It's going to be a great day. It starts early in the morning at 8:30 and goes all day until 4, filled with engaging keynote sessions. We have interactive workshops in these keynote sessions and in between. And most importantly, is meaningful networking opportunities. So we're going to have 6 wellness lounges to ensure that our attendees leave not just professionally inspired, but we also want them to feel rejuvenated, have them an opportunity to pause and to be well. We have sound baths, We have opportunities for chair yoga. We have art activities from a nonprofit from the Scrap Gallery. We have friendship bracelet making, rock painting. We have garden if you want to get your hands dirty and plant some flowers. We've got some great wellness activities. But we also have vendors and exhibitors from nonprofits like Girls on the Run, from companies like Sam's Club, and also educational organizations like the Association for California School Administrators, also known as ACSA. Most importantly, we have breakfast and lunch. That's included in your registration. We've got a great feast to really engage us as it's a full day of learning and connection. But what last year is known for and what we will bring back is the amazing dessert bar. Riverside County Office of Education has a Cafe Esquina, which is our cafe on Brockton and 13th, and they bring a amazing dessert bar that all of our participants love.
How can we sign up for this event?
Yeah, absolutely. So registration is open now. We'd love to have you to register for this February 24th event. It is $350 per person and space is limited. So we want you to register as soon as you are able. The registration deadline is on February 10th. You can sign up by visiting rcoe.us/EWLC or visit the RCOE Riverside County Office of Education website and it will guide you there. But we know that might be a tight timeline for some of you. So reach out to me directly if you want to register after the deadline and we can work something out. You can contact my office at 951-826-6262. Whether you want to register for this year's event or whether you want to learn how you can be part of next year's great convention.
And as we wrap up, a special question. As you may know, it is Girl Scout cookie season. And in a couple weeks, we're going to be chatting with some Girl Scouts here on Spirit of the IE. The Girl Scout program provides opportunities for young girls to do a lot of cool things, have some adventures, make friends, but it also helps them to discover their strengths and empowers them to chase their dreams. Do you have any special advice for Girl Scouts who aspire to be future leaders? And are there any opportunities at your event for young people to attend and learn?
Oh, this is a great question. All I can think about right now are Thin Mints, right? I mean, who doesn't love a package of Thin Mints, right? Love the Girl Scout. I'm a Girl Scout myself. My mom was a cookie mom. I remember where I was, 6 years old. We had the garage filled with cookies and it was great, right? But the Girl Scouts, they really have a history of supporting leaders and endorsing women of leadership, right? So we love to have a partnership with Girl Scouts, with the youth that we have. In fact, our superintendent, Dr. Edwin Gomez, asked us to open this event to 30 high school scholars across our county to also register and attend. And we're so excited. We had those booked and filled very quickly because we have female leaders that are up and coming and we want them to be part of this. So absolutely, we would love Girl Scouts to become part of this, whether they want to attend or whether they want to be a vendor. Our vendors, our exhibitors have opportunities to have people sign up to volunteer for their work. I know Girls on the Run, they received a board member because of last year's connection that they made at the event and many volunteers. We also have the Big Brothers and Big Sisters Club that hope to seek some volunteers. So we would love to have the Girl Scouts come as a vendor to maybe get some volunteers and promote our cookie sales as well.
I've been speaking with Dr. Emily DeVore, who's coordinating the Riverside County Office of Education Executive Women's Leadership Convention, which takes place Monday, February 24th at the RCOE Conference Center. Anything else you think we should know? Tell us again how we can register.
Yeah, absolutely. Register at rcoe.us/EWLC, which stands for Executive Women's Leadership Convention. You can also contact me directly, 951-826-6262, and we can talk about how you can register for this year or be involved in next year's event as well. So as we kind of wrap up, I just want to say, don't miss this. This is a great opportunity. I want all women to be there. And let me be clear as well. When we talk about this is a Women in Leadership Conference, it is also open to our male allies. We have male allies out there that are supporting women in leadership, and we want you there also. So if you're a woman in leadership or you support women in leadership, this event is for you. This is a chance to reflect, grow, and connect with a community of powerful women who are leading change in their respective fields. And so don't wait, sign up, and we'll see you soon on February 24th.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and thank you for inspiring the women leaders in our community.
Thank you so much, Pepper.